Eagle.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we are told that we cannot know life or identify it without characteristics. You said you are not even known and cannot be known outside your unique characteristics. The characteristics and traits that you know all things before they even happen. You know how many fleas there will be. You know how many times they will bat their eyes. You know from the beginning to the end, Lord, this is something that is beyond any other creation. We know that when you stood here in human flesh and was able to tell the thoughts of the people's heart and what they did in the past and what they were doing in the present and who they were and their name, their family, where they lived, it was your great identification, your characteristics of Hebrews 4:12. Being displayed, that we might identify you, Lord, that we might not be mistaken and say it was a man doing it, it was God in a man. You identified yourself in a great pillar of fire, that when it comes, it was able to break forth in visions, and that the ones that walked in your presence, Lord, that a man can say, you felt that, it wouldn't hurt you, it's him. You have a presence, Lord, and a characteristics that it brings upon the believers. We just ask, Lord, that you anoint our minds and hearts to recognize you. Not as we recognize one another by a physical body, but by your characteristics, Lord. Transform our way of thinking. As you reveal yourself in your word, your great wisdom, who is like unto thee? Where does revelation come from? Certainly not from human beings, Father. Amen. Where does enlightenment come from? Certainly not from men, Lord, but from thee. And for us to receive it, you give gifts to men, that we might, Lord, others might be able to benefit from it. So we stand here this morning as your gift, asking you to enlighten your people. Make yourself known by your great wisdom and characteristics. Stimulate us with your revelation, O God. Enlighten us that we might be wise and make better decisions and please you. Know how to treat our family, how to treat our Lord loved ones, our bosses and the people of the world. How to make decisions, Lord, in the times of trouble. And therefore, our decision will reflect, Lord, our faith. Reflect your wisdom, and we would be a blessed people, overcomers. So help us, Lord, as we come to church, not as we used to come in denomination, we come with a purpose, to know that there's a graduation day. Not just to come, but to come with our notebooks, come with our minds, that we can study and shape our way of thinking, that we might make better decisions in life and understand things that might have caused us anxiety and fear. Understand death. Understand why suffering is permitted. Why injustice is permitted. And all these different things that we'll know how to react to them, Lord. They would not be surprises to us. But we'll be a trained army, Lord. Better able to handle our emotions and our fears. Our ambitions and our nature. Lord, this fallen body and fallen desires, that we might be able to mortify it, Lord, is our prayer. Help us now as we look into your word, remembering your children who are guarded in different countries that are listening in, Lord, and the ones who will get it on the tapes or the internet. Remembering Brother Hine as he prepares for his trip, Lord, and continue to make him strong like a Lord, as Brother, your prophet so rightly put it, Lord, a man who is so well taught that he can teach others. Bless Brother Angus, Brother Devanan, Lord, bless Brother Ashok, Lord, Father, Brother Louis and Brother Norman and the different ones, Brother Joel in Barbados, Brother Oscar, Brother Dennis, remembering them, Father, even the ones we haven't mentioned. May your grace be upon them. Remembering Brother Nate and his family, O God, be gracious to them, Brother Joel, and bring them safely, Lord. Give them a wonderful time and rest. And we who are guarded here, make our time beneficial in your presence. In Jesus' name. Amen. Are you happy tonight? Good to be in the house of the Lord. If you have your Bibles, I invite you to the book of Matthew chapter 7, the 15 to 20th verse. Matthew 24, 24. Thank you, Sister Dawn. Thank you, brothers. Appreciate it all. Amen. See Sister Diane back there. God bless you. Comes to visit her friends here, Brother Bayou and his wife. So we certainly appreciate her being here while she's visiting. And pray that God will help us in this season and time. We're preparing for New Year. Some of us, some have not made it for the New Year, but we are thankful that we are here and that we are expecting the promises of God to come to pass and fulfill in our lives. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. You may be seated. And you shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit you shall know them. All right? And Matthew 24, 24. So, we want to look at Matthew 7, 15 to 20 in relation to Matthew 24, 24. And our subject is, we are looking at the present stage of the bride's ministry. We are using the nation of Trinidad as an example, as a type. Okay? And we're looking at, therefore, there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Now, I'd like you to go back to Matthew 7 again, and the 15th verse, and the context of our subject is, in the message, moving from mixed multitude to twins. And from twins to Antichrist. Notice Antichrist, plural, not singular. All right? Okay, so let's make a distinction with that. Let's go to 1 John 2 and the 19th verse. 1 John 2:19. I want to make a distinction that we are talking about Antichrist, not Antichrist, not singular, plural. Reading from the 18th verse. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard, Antichrist singular shall come. This Antichrist singular shall come is talking about the Pope. And we're just talking about a man of sin. Right? So you're talking about the Pope and you're talking about a man of sin. Okay, now, so that was a prophecy. It is in the last time, and as you heard, Antichrist shall come. Amen. Now, the Antichrist shall come didn't come until around 365 to 369, somewhere around there, when the first pope was crowned. Amen. Right? This is AD. So the Antichrist shall come. So when John wrote this, the man of sin hadn't appeared yet. It was still in the form of a deed. Then it became a doctrine. And then it became the man, the doctrine became a man in flesh. Right? So you're looking here that the Antichrist spirit moves from a deed to doctrine. Right? To flesh. And most of the time, the deed comes from a tradition. Or custom. And this deed and custom is always a perversion of a real. So the man of sin, this man of sin, what he does, he perverts the position and authority of our apostle like Paul or Peter and say they are greater than the rest. You see, because Peter was anointed. So Peter, and Paul were men that were anointed above other men. They were anointed because they had a certain job to do. And they begin to look at that, and then they say, oh, you see, this is God's way. So what do? God's way for us is to appoint a man above other men. And so the deeds came all the way down to Nicolaitan, which is human government, human appointment, right? Human government, human appointment, and not, because this is not the pattern, this is the pattern of God, but this is the pattern of God that God gave the gift unto men. Not men appointed men. And when God gave a man a gift above his brethren, you don't have to go and look for that man. The gift will make room for itself and everyone will see it. Everyone will see it. So they decided to have the Pope system, which they call the apostolic order. That's their apostolic order. All right? Okay? So the Catholic Church does believe in an apostolic order, but they believe in apostolic succession. Amen. You see, they call it apostolic succession. We call it apostolic order, but the way we see apostles being raised up by God is not the way they see apostles raised up by God. So it is a perversion. It started off with a deed of doctrine, then become the man, that Pope becomes the apostle for the whole church in every age. He sets the doctrine. He sets the doctrine in every age. Whatever he says becomes absolute. Isn't that what an apostle does to a church? Right? So apostolic order is a true order, but when perverted, it becomes apostolic succession. And that's one pope die, another pope they put up, another pope die, another pope put up. Right? Okay. So this here is talking about, in the last times, we have heard that Antichrist shall come. Right? Shall come. So that's the one man. Even now, there are many Antichrist, plural. So this here does not depend on the man of sin. It does not appear with the man of sin. Now, what it happens, as long as there's Antichrist working, eventually the Antichrist is going to be embodied almost in every nation. Even within the framework of the message, you go to a certain country, you'll find there's a certain church and a certain man and a certain ministry that is in control. He can put in, they put in who they put, who they allow to come in will come in, who they allow to shut out will shut out. Amen. Is that right? Amen. So in every nation, like Trinidad, okay, you're going to have, well, the man who's taken up that position to get joined together is Brother Green. And Shem. See? He is looking and these men work together. So they are working together now. All right. So this is what happens. What comes in and what comes out now. Yeah. So this is what Brother Branham calls a boycott. a boycott. They are going to boycott. It's a boycott. They are not going to let you in unless you acknowledge them. And you acknowledge their doctrines. You understand? Now. So if there's Antichrist, there must be a mark. A mark of the beast. And the mark of the beast, is in their hand and their head. And the hand represents their work, their labors, what they labor for, their deeds. Right? And their head represents their knowledge, their revelation, which we call their faith. And their faith. Now, their faith comes by hearing. And since they're in the message, they are also hearing the books and the tapes. So faith cometh by hearing, and doubt of the, and faith cometh by hearing, and error comes by hearing too. Amen. If faith come by hearing, then error comes by hearing. Amen. Right? So then the people that are under them also is going to take the mark. Because what they preach, they're producing a certain kind of faith. But since that faith is adding and taking away, misplacing, dislocating, misinterpreting the tapes and the books. So in every nation, you're going to have, in every nation, the man on the pulpit is going to either represent Christ or the man of sin. So the pastor in every church now has the same man of sin being revealed in every pulpit. So you have in every local church now, message church, the pastor is either going to represent, the man of sin, in every message church, the pastor represents the man of sin or the man of righteousness, which is Christ. And Christ represents the tree of life. And in that tree could never bring forth evil fruit. That tree could never bring forth evil fruit. Amen. It's impossible for a good tree to bring evil fruit. Amen. But the man of sin represents the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is a perversion of the tree of life. Perversion of the tree of life, and the tree of life is the message of the hour. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. And let me make it clear, everybody wants to get on this pulpit. Different ones wants the pulpit. Everybody wants to preach. Let me make it very clear. As long as you are a minister, you represent a tree of life. Which tree? Either the tree of life or the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. From you, you are going to bring forth teaching. Is that right? By their teaching, you will know who they are. Right? So therefore, the Catholic Church setup is reproduced in every age. Because the man on the pulpit represents the man of sin. Right? Unless he is revealed by the word, he deceives the world. Amen. And this world is you. So in every age, every message church is considered a world. And the pastor is considered either the man of righteousness, representing the man of righteousness, Christ, or representing the man of sin, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Amen. Yeah. And every time you come here, I represent the tree of life. Or the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And you are reaching forth of the tree. By coming here, you're reaching forth of the tree. And you are partaking of the fruit, which is the teaching. And you're living. And you're claiming eternal life. Amen. Yes, sir.
Let me make that very clear. Let's bring it down again.
Abraham said, this is a secret place, a secret desk. This is the closest place to God, is right here on the pulpit. Did he say that?
Amen.
Amen. That's where the tree is. That's where the fruit goes out that you will eat. Amen. What is the fruit? It's the teaching. We don't see church that way because our reality is that we see man in a program. Some of you come here because you come here because you know the message is true, but you don't see, you're right back in the garden again. And you coming here and going to this tree represents or identification either by predestination, God have you here. Because some of you just happen to come here. Right? It just happened to be that way. And then you find out that that's predestination. You didn't know. Right, now, watch another thing. So, every country is going to have a representation of a man of sin. Someone who is going to boycott the truth, the true tree. And the true fruit. What is the fruit? The true doctrine. True teaching. What did the false tree have? The false tree had a perversion of the message, thou shalt not surely die. So he took thou shalt surely die and put thou shalt not surely die. If you partake of laying on a hand, altar call, prayer cloth, thou shalt not tent meeting, waiting at the end of service for a man, they say, thou shalt not surely die. Thou art in the word. If you take Jesus the man and not see that the father of Jesus is also called Jesus and his father is Jehovah of the old and you make the son his own father, they will say, thou shalt not surely. If you believe this, this is the truth. Thou shalt surely live. When the Lord said, that's the breaking of the first commandment, thou shalt surely die.
Amen.
That's what brother, that's what these men, Green and Sherman, these men are propagating. That's what Brother Hughes and these different ones are propagating. They don't care for you to know. When last year, over in your churches you come from, want to teach you about Godhead. They don't know their own God.
Amen.
Everything is Jesus, 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 but they don't tell you which Jesus. And the Bible said they will preach to you another Jesus,
Amen.
Another gospel.
Amen.
They don't, you see, the greatest danger you have is a man that you trust the most, which is ministers. You trust your pastor more. Of course, he knows what he's talking about. This is his God calling. He must be holy. He must be. Amen. So what about Judas?
Amen.
He was in the highest circle.
Amen.
What about Lucifer? He was the next man to God.
Yes,
what about Dathan and Korah? They were from the same tribe of the priesthood. And you take every man, I'm not bringing up children. I'm bringing up men and women. And you sisters, don't let nobody tell you that you don't need to know the word. And that you're a woman, find your place. You better find your place in the word.
Amen.
You better know who you are. You study, you pray just like your husband.
Amen.
You talk to him. And if he don't want to talk about the word, well then you know, what can I say? Let him ask you. Say, brother, can I talk to my pastor about the word since you don't want to talk about it? Put some pressure on him.
Amen.
If he ain't spiritual, amen, well then you better pray for him.
Amen.
Since this is the most important thing, how much time do you husband take in talking and trying to explain? When you leave here, the next thing should be on the road. Honey, what did you learn from that message today? What does this mean? That's exactly what I do. I want to know what they learn. If it's even one or two definitions, I want Sister Anna Jean and Sister Jill to tell me what they got. On the road. Sometimes they try to sidestep it. Talk about what you just learned, what you just heard. I know Brother Jones said, Sister Harriet, we got any ice cream home? Well, you could squeeze that in every once in a while.
But what did you learn? What happened? Well, I learned one thing, but you can preach along. Well, after you get all of those things out of the way, you know what I mean? Talk about the message. Talk about at least one or two points something clicked to enlighten, or, you know, something about that. This is what you must see. If you don't see this, Satan has got you. Just come into church. We think that every man who said he's a preacher is born again. And the longer he has been here preaching, is more we don't want to question. There is no priority of older and younger when it comes to the ministry, when it comes to truth and error. If it was so, Jesus was only 33 years old. And those old scribes and Pharisees, he was calling them hypocrites, liars, snake in the grass. What about respect your elders? Huh? What about respect your elder? Respect the man in the pulpit. If the man in the pulpit doesn't match the word, and the word say hypocrite, the word diagnosed to be a liar, false apostle, false minister, you better say what the word say. Amen. And leave that old foolish idea behind.
Amen.
Let the word be your judgment. Say, who are you calling liar? Well, look right here. You're saying this and the word saying this. What do you want me to call you? Truth?
Amen.
I would be a liar then. Judge all things by the word, not how long they've been in the message, how long they've been a preacher, how long they had a church, how old their church is. You're right back to the old denominational idea. You judge based on what?
Word.
The word. Anytime they say, well, you know, brother, I don't know about you, I've been in this thing 35 years. Say, you've been 35 years wrong. How come it took so long to realize, or something? You mean nobody never told you? I told you, you have nothing to defend. When you defend, it's because you're whatever you're holding on is not enough to protect you. We are not here to defend. We don't defend anything. We ask. They ask you. So don't you believe in? Don't you believe Jesus is God? Oh, wait a minute. Are you oneness? Which Jesus are you talking about? The prophet said it was Jesus and Jesus. Which one? Jesus' father's name was Jesus. He said, which one? You just ask them, I say, yeah, which one? I want to answer you right. Which one? Oh, Jesus said, if you don't believe I am He, you'll die in your sin. If you don't believe William Branham, you'll die in your sin too.
Amen.
If you don't believe Moses, you'll die in your sin too.
Amen.
If you don't believe I am He. Now, which one are you talking about? The one who says, which one was talking? Is it the Father was saying that or the Son? Jesus is God. He is the Word. Which Jesus? Or is the one who says, my doctrine is not my own? You have no reason to go and try to defend. You don't, unless you're embarrassed of this truth, unless you want friends and want to be taught of well. I'm not bringing up children who are ashamed of their background and their father and their God and their gospel. I'm not bringing children up like that. I don't want you like that. You got to know that you are a king, you are a prince before God, and everything else, if you have the truth, you tell the truth.
Amen.
Why should I be ashamed of my heritage? Why should I be ashamed of the clothing of the word that God has given me, and the knowledge and the truth of it?
Amen.
Humility is not walking around softly and let a man badger you with the word, and, you know, that's not humility. Humility is when you can humble to the truth of the word. Not how soft you talk and how many people can, you know, push you around. That's not humility.
Amen.
Humility is when you can humble to the word of God.
Amen.
You better start feeling sorry for them people instead of thinking them people feeling sorry for you. I can't hear you.
That's right.
I am not bringing up anybody in this church with a complex.
If you want a guilt complex or a shame complex or not here. You don't need to be here. If you can't look them in the face until they turn away, if they don't have to run from you and hide, why you should run and hide?
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
You say you're one in a million. God did it for you.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
Now you're lonely. God say you'll be hated for my name's sake. You want it because you know the truth now, you think you ought to be loved. You think Abel could ever make Cain love him? What do you want, eagle faith? You want to suffer the what? What complex you want to suffer from? You watch them. They want to talk the word, you talk the word. They don't want to talk the word, well, leave them alone. They want to shake your hand like this, you grab it. Say, what's going on, brother? Amen. They want to say, well, you know, I don't know if I should call you brother. So you probably don't know your father. Don't take that with them.
Amen.
Or they think they're the only one right. No, you could be right too, and we'll have two of us.
Yes, sir.
But if I believe like you, will both of us be wrong? What sense is that?
Amen.
Come join me, brother. Your ship is sinking.
Amen.
I don't want anybody with inferiority complex in this place.
Amen.
I'm not bringing up somebody who, yeah, we know the truth, so we walk like this. We have to have this. This is what is forced upon you. The pressure is forced upon you. Can't everybody be wrong and you just be right? I guess if Noah taught like that, he'd probably go and say, look, you know, I don't really want an ark. You know what I want? I want a bum shelter. Everybody's got bum shelters. Let me have a bum shelter. You'll do exactly what Israel want. We want to be like the other ones. The others have kings we want. You know what I'm saying? In Trinidad, don't let them intimidate you. You watch them in the face when you meet them. You talk with them open. You want to talk word? Tell them the truth. Why aren't you there? Idolatry, brother. I run from my life. That's a oneness church, idolatry. They don't even know their God.
Amen.
Tell them the truth.
Amen.
You say you want to witness. You make what? Yeah, there's the information age. So, you know, look how many people say that you all are wrong. Yeah, that's true. Look how many people say, no, I was wrong. Brother, you all got to be wrong. All the churches are against you. Praise God, I'm one in a million.
Amen.
You can't even say that for yourself. You just condemn yourself.
Amen.
If you got inferiority complex, it's because you really don't believe this. Because Brother Bram said to be ashamed means that they don't really understand. Because if they understood it, they would not be ashamed of it. If you really understand what God has done for you here in the midst of Colombia, in South Carolina.
Amen.
Amen. They all want you to bring them up to make the minister awe. No matter what he says, awe. Make me accountable to that message. Make me accountable to that word. And no matter how loud and pull and take you through, if you ask a question, you see a man taking you all through the mulberry bush, stop him. Say, look, I just want yes or no.
Amen.
I just want, just tell me the thing. Because, you know, If I, my business, our business, preacher's business in the world, if you say, well, what does a preacher in the world will relate to? A preacher in the world will relate to a good salesman or a good politician. If he's a teacher, make a good lawyer. And you know, even a man who does the burying of lawyers says it ain't deep enough to bury him. He need 12 feet to bury a lawyer. Listen, friends, I'm going to give you some reality checks. The biggest liars, the biggest deceivers, the biggest manipulators are unconverted ministers. You say, prove it to me. Is the Baptist preacher who's preaching down the road a liar right now?
Yes.
How about, so all Baptists are liars? Yes, think of how many Baptist churches and how many Baptist preachers there are. Think Pentecost now. Are they all liars?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen, every one of
them. I can't hear you.
Amen. All of
them. Look, there might be more churches than police precincts in America.
Uh-huh.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
There are more churches than prisons. So where's the biggest set of liars?
In the churches.
Amen, bro.
The biggest followers of liars are who? Christians. Nominal Christians.
Amen.
The man who's drinking in the bar and running woman, he's not deceived.
Amen.
It's the people who call themselves Christian are the most deceived in the world.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
Reality check. So where do you think the biggest liars will be? In Columbia and South Carolina and the message community. What do you think? And if that man in the pulpit represents the man of sin, then every person under there is also saying, I love the lie. I love the lie. Lie to me more. I'm coming to you. In fact, I'm supporting your ministry. Lie some more. If I am a liar and these truths are not as it is, then you are just supporting. See, this is a political party. It needs contributions, advertisement, witnessing. It needs men to propagate our agenda. What are our policies? Isn't that true? This is a political movement. This is exactly what it is. Friends, are you ashamed of this gospel? Are you ashamed for them to look in and see that we pity us? Oh, they're so deceived. Oh, those people are so lost. They're following a man. Who, you know, that Indian fellow must be really good. He is so good that he even deceived the ones that their minister taught them so well. Then Hughes taught you so well. But William Hughes taught you so well. He taught you so well, I have to be really good to deceive you from under him. You understand what I'm saying? You mean I am so good of a deceiver that you all come from these men church who so well taught you? Man, you got nothing about, I mean, you could be deceived like that. I think that's why God didn't give me a personality. All this niceties and all of this stuff. Because if I had that together with this, I'd be awfully dangerous, I guess. If you come here, you don't come for my personality. You didn't come here for Brother Willingham's personality, because I'll tell you what, we're two peas in a pod. Isn't that right? What did you come for? What did you come looking? What keeps you here? We don't soften you up.
Amen.
We don't baby you.
Right.
Right? In fact, some of you are kind of hot sometimes when they get on you. But what keeps you settled? It's that word. That's what God predestinated you. So you can eat from that tree. I am that tree in the midst of your garden.
Yes.
And the fruit becomes the doctrine. Eat and live or eat and die. There's only two trees. Every minister represents a tree. Now, little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard, Antichrist shall come, that's the man of sin. Even now, there are many Antichrists, plural, whereby you know that it's the last time. They went out from who? Us. So right there, Antichrist is connected to them of the message of the hour. You believe John was a messenger of the message of the hour? You think he was appropriating the word of God for the hour? If they started out with us, it means they are twins. And he's calling them Antichrist because they have already gone through the stage of mixed multitude. They have already now have different doctrines because they have their own deeds and doctrines and teaching. And now they're separating themselves. And he calls them now Antichrist, which is the identification. You are a false vine. You are a false vine. You are a false vine. That's how you classify. They went out. See? They went out. But they were not of us. For if they had been with us, they would no doubt have continued with us. So now, if they were with them, there was a mixed multitude at one time. Right? So there was a mixed multitude at one time. Then it showed that they became the twins. Is that right? And now he's calling them Antichrists.
Amen.
They would no doubt have continued us, but they went out that they might be made manifest.
Yes, sir.
Now, what does it mean to make manifest? How do you... All right, so now watch very carefully. The two teachings has come up. Doctrine separates.
Right.
That's why they separated. Doctrine separates.
Yes.
And now they're going to, why did he call them Antichrist? Because they work against the truth. And they work against the true ministry. That's what anti means. And against the teaching and against the men who teach it.
Right. Amen. Amen.
So Cain was anti because he was against Abel's revelation. And he was against Abel. And then he manifested itself by killing him.
Amen.
Let's go to 1 John 3 and 9. 3 and 8, sorry. 3 and 8, 3 and 8, 3 and 8. Amen. Did you eat your Wheaties this morning? Okay, good, good, good. Well, make sure you eat your Wheaties now. Don't blame me. I'm hungry. Eat your Wheaties. He that committed sin is of the devil. Now, for the devil sinned from the beginning. Now, what did the devil do in the beginning? Did the devil commit adultery? Was anybody that commit adultery? Oh, did he lie, steal, cheat? What did the devil do? He magnified himself above the word of God.
Amen.
Above God.
Yes.
He wanted his own ideas, his own position.
Yeah.
He wanted to do his own will. Well, so what is this here? This has to do with the will of God, the revealed will of God, and the will of someone else.
Amen.
It has to do with wills. Two wills.
Amen.
He wants to go against the revealed will of God for him and his place, his position. He that sinneth in the beginning is the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the... Well, what's the works of the devil? If the work of the devil from the beginning was to go work against the will of God and bring the ones under him in a lie, then he is here to expose the liar, the deceiver, destroy his work to what? To lead the people from deception. Isn't that right? He come to destroy it.
Amen.
So that he can expose the devil. Amen.
Amen.
Now, well, hear what he does. For whosoever is born of God, now the word off means to come off the source. So if you come off the source, if you're born of God, it means if you have the nature of God, you cannot sin.
Amen.
Now, watch carefully. Because Satan sinned. Because he did not have the nature of God. He was just a created being without Zoe.
Amen, brother.
And God knows if you don't have Zoe, he wants to show you without Zoe, you'll be deceived. But if I give you part of my own life, seeing I am God, my nature cannot be deceived.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's right.
So what did he do in the Old Testament after Adam fell? Adam was not deceived.
I can't hear you. Amen. Adam was not deceived, brother.
Right.
Amen. And what happened under the law? Under the law, he gave them the seed, but he didn't quicken it. He gave it by representation to show you, amen, whether you're a believer or not, whether you're a son of God or a mixed multitude, it does not matter. I'm going to show you, you all would have been lost if not for my predestination. The whole world is going to be deceived, and the only reason the elect is not deceived is because I give you part of myself. I give you a seed, I give you a gene. So you say, many people say, that's so, that Godhead is so simple. That doctrine is so simple. This is so simple. Amen. Why can't they see it? They can't. They got no Zoe.
Amen.
For his what remaineth in him? Whose seed? It's in him. And he can't. I can't hear you. Well, Satan could sin. But Adam couldn't sin. The Bible said Adam was not deceived.
Amen.
Adam did not sin for his own will.
Right.
Not for that, but for someone else.
Yes.
To protect them, to help them.
Amen,
that's why Brother Bram says a Christian can be trapped. Sometimes your children trap you and make you do things. I can't hear you.
Amen.
Your own children trap you.
Amen.
You don't. You know if you're too strict on them, they're gonna run away and resist you, and so you want to keep a balance. So they say, "Well, Daddy, I want to buy a dress. It's up to here, but you know what?" And you're saying, "If I'm too strict, then I'm gonna lose them. Better they wear it and I keep them home." Amen. The boy wanted to go to some kind of club. I'm going there, but I don't drink that. It's those other boys. But I don't drink. I don't like drinking. So, if I don't let him go, well then, it is your own flesh and blood that traps you. It's your own wife that traps you. Honey, what about this heel? Well, you know, you said it really fat. Sister Jill told me that one time. See, remember, you said it, you know, as long as it's fat. Yeah, but if it's fat, if it's like this and fat now, you're going to be walking like this. You get trapped.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Amen,
your wife traps you sometimes. Your children, the people closest to you is where the trap is set. That's where the compromise comes in. Just remember, I know you believe God loves family. He said, I come not to bring peace, but a sword. Father will be against son and mother against daughters. Mm-hmm. Husband against wife. Is that right? And the enemy will be from your own house. Your children rising up and saying, I hate this message. I don't want to go to church. I don't want to go to that message church. I want to go to the denomination. I want to go where the curse is. And you're saying, well, you know, to keep them close to Jesus, you know what we will do? Because unconverted people rotate towards sin and error.
Amen.
It is just like the pressure, natural pressure, navigates there. Who brings you to the... It's your wife. Brother Bam said, almost every crime committed, is, he said, a woman is behind it. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Well, in the church, do you know that as a church, I'm considered woman?
Yeah.
I'm part of the church?
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
So even the preachers... They themselves, we ourselves. Who? What was the hardest decision for Abram? Kill your son. I can't hear you. How many would have passed that test?
I tell you what, you would be praying for Sister Jill. We all lay hands on him. I don't know where I would be. It really had to be Abraham C. to do that. Kill that child. Can you imagine? Sister Dawn, Brother John comes and say, "Honey, I got a revelation from God. What is it?" "I'm sorry, I'm going to have to take Isaac. As you name him, so is God asking for him." That revelation come from hell, brother. God wouldn't ask you to kill. God said, "Thou shalt not kill." What do you mean? God said, "Thou shalt not kill," and he's asked you to kill this boy. Well, it's not a killing, honey. It's a sacrifice. Bless our father Abraham. Because it had to be God giving him that faith and that courage to do that. A man just don't do that of his own. Lest man be glorified. But he's going to ask you for everything back. Are you with me?
Yeah.
And he cannot, because he is, and anytime you hear born of God or of his spirit, you're talking about nature. Seed, because it comes off the source. Off or from. In this, the children of God is manifest. In what? In that they cannot, S-I-N. What is the sin? To misplace the will of God. To misunderstand the will of God. To displace, dislocate, misinterpret, or what we call having a permissive will, another will. All of that is considered sin.
Amen.
S-I-N. Amen. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the... Amen. In other words, just like the devil, amen, went against the will of God, a son will not go against the will of God.
Amen.
He will not misplace, dislocate, misinterpret. Because if he magnifies his will above God's will, that's what Lucifer did, and that's pride.
Amen.
And Lucifer not only did it, but he wanted to show that his will is more, is truth, and his will and his understanding and his way. So he went and shared it with the angels,
yeah.
Just like the man of sin shared it to the world.
Amen.
Just like me, just like myself or another minister, either the man of sin or the man of righteousness, a son of God or a son of perdition.
Yeah.
They're going to share, and as I'm sharing what I believe the will of God is, there's another message here sharing what the will of God is too. But why can't we fellowship? Different seed.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes.
Remember, it'll be so close to deceive the very elect. Baptists can't deceive me. Pentecost can't deceive me.
Amen.
It had to be message ministries to deceive me or deceive you.
Right.
And if we are in the error, if we are the serpent seed, then we will deceive them.
Amen.
So let me give you an example. Be very careful about this. If I believe these truths, and they are truth, then you will say, "Brother Tony, he's so persistent. He's so determined. He's so steadfast." If my doctrine is wrong, you become stubborn. It's like witchcraft. You're bewitched. That's why you're so stubborn.
Yes,
is that right?
Amen.
And you're proud.
Right.
And you're bastard born and can't take correction.
Yeah. Yes. Amen.
All based on whether you stood on truth or error.
Right.
So stubbornness becomes stubborn only when it's against the will of God or it's wrong.
Amen, brother.
Amen. That's how the line is. That's how it is, brother. In this, the children of God are manifest the children. Whosoever doeth righteousness is not of God. Whosoever does not righteousness. What is righteousness now? Who does not righteousness? If he does not righteousness. All right, let's see what is righteousness. Hebrews 11 and 4, the twins, Cain and Abel. Because that's what we're dealing with. I want to shake your mind up a little bit that the tree of life is in your midst. If it isn't, why are you coming here? What fruit are you eating? Is there no tree in your midst? Did he not say, unless you reach forth your hand and eat of the tree of life and live? And Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice by Cain, right? By what? By faith. What is a faith? It's a revelation. It's knowledge faith. By the right knowledge, by the right revelation, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice, by which he obtained a witness that he was righteous. What made Abel righteous? His revelation. What makes you unrighteous? So, that's the bottom line. Righteousness is not what you do. The Bible said there's none righteous.
Amen.
There's no man righteous.
Amen.
Then how do you become righteous? Amen. You are righteous because of what Christ did for you. That's called imputed righteousness. And the second righteousness to prove that Christ's righteousness is your righteousness, God give you the right revelation to confirm that Christ's righteousness is imputed to you.
Amen.
I hope I said that. I hope you got that.
Thank you, Lord.
Anybody can say, I have faith in Christ. But when the message comes back,
yes,
amen, and you catch that message, God is saying, yes, you were in Christ.
Yes, amen.
When he says, in Christ, amen, Christ imputed to you righteousness. You are righteous in Christ. Then God confirms that you are righteous in Christ by giving you the right revelation.
Amen.
Your right revelation today, your right revelation in the right Jesus, the right gospel, the right spirit, is saying that you are righteous, that you are in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He's confirming it to you.
Thank you.
Identifying you.
Amen.
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 God testifying his gift, testifying of his gift, and by it being yet being dead, yet speak it. So if you are, if your revelation is righteous, what about the other messengers who doesn't believe it at all? What are they? Well, if they're unrighteous and it's Cain and Abel, somebody's going to take a mark of the beast.
That's right.
And somebody is living off the wrong tree because they're getting the wrong revelation.
Amen.
From the same message.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go back to the scriptures. Let's go back where we were. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. What are the works of the devil? Amen. To destroy the man who comes to pervert the will of God. Whosoever is born of God cannot commit sin, because he's not like the devil. The devil had no zoe. But God, amen. That's why we were not born when the devil was created.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen,
no, God, knowing what the devil will do, fortified us by predestinating a seed to us. To show that we have no part in him and he has no part in us. He might deceive us by the first birth, but once that zoe kicked in, he cannot do it.
Amen.
Cannot do it. That's our amnesia being healed, brother. In this, the children of God are manifest in the children of the devil. Whosoever does not the will, does not righteous. He does not have the right revelation, is not of God. Neither is he that loveth not his brother. And watch carefully now. Why did Cain kill his brother? That's why I keep telling you. The Bible is written not for the world, it's for you. He hated him for what? Because he was Chinese? Because he didn't keep his yard clean? Because he didn't shower and use deodorant? Because he had a foul mouth? Because he was a lustful man? He hated him for the revelation.
Amen.
There are many people, you have many enemies. Amen. That's not the enemies that's going to go to the hellfire. The enemies that are going to go to the hellfire is serpent seed, who is going to hate you for your revelation.
Amen.
This is religious enemies we're talking about.
Amen.
For this is the message you heard from the beginning. Now, if a man has the same father as you, you'll have the same nature. If you have the same nature, you have the same seed, then you have the same revelation, because
God, the seed is ordained for the word to come to it, for it to understand the word. Unless you are born again, you cannot understand. But if you are born again, then your Father becomes God. And then you will understand. You have the ability. And if you understand, you will not misplace, dislocate, misinterpret. If you don't know, you never heard it, but once you have a gene and you hear it, you say, oh my dear, that's it right there.
Amen.
He don't care if a donkey said it. Isn't that true? Well, then, how can you hate your brother then? See, this is your brother that is born of the word.
Amen.
Born, you can't hate him. You can't hate him. But Cain can do it. See, so watch the Antichrist as we move on. Right within the framework of the message I'm showing you. Right? Not as Cain, which is of the... Well, then it's right telling you his seed is not from God. Is that's why he can never love, amen, Abel, because Abel is not really his brother. So the mystery of putting brother in the Bible was just sitting there to blind it until a prophet comes in the end time and show you he's a brother, but he's a twin brother. His father is different. I can't hear you. And I'm here to tell you, their father is different. I don't care how much pictures they have of Brother Branham and this and that, and message book. Amen. If your revelation is wrong, you have the wrong seed.
Amen.
It's not how much you study. It's not how much I study. It's not how many times you put in. It's seed.
Amen.
You can have, if you have the wrong seed, you can live this, study this message every day of your life, and you still get the wrong understanding. Seed, brother. Praise God. What is it? Seed.
Hallelujah.
Spoken word is the original seed.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Okay, wherefore slew Cain was of the wicked one and slew his brother. Of course. Hated him for his revelation. Wherefore I slew he him because his own works were evil. What is his own works? To rebel against the truth. Were evil, and his brothers righteous. Now, most people think that Cain received a mark of the beast because he killed his brother. That's only halfway right. Cain received a mark of the beast because he rejected his brother's revelation.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
Amen. And his brothers righteous. Notice this. Yeah, wherefore he slew his brother, because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. What was his brother's righteous work? His right revelation.
Amen.
So what did he slew him for? Revelation. Marvel not, my brother, if the world hates you. You see this world hates you? It's not the whole world. He's talking about the serpent seed world.
Yeah.
That word, don't let that word mislead you. The word world has many meanings.
Uh-huh.
The world that's going to hate you and slew you like Cain killed Abel, the foolish virgin don't hate you.
Amen.
They are God-loving people. So if you make that everybody in the world, you're going to break the word.
Amen.
This is the serpent seed world. This is the twin world in the message that you are born in. So the message comes by a messenger, prepares a people like Eden is prepared.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Calls them out.
Right.
Amen. Makes it God's Eden.
Amen.
And then sets up tree of life in every country as fivefold ministry and tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And you're right back in Eden again.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Yes, sir. And you're saying, I don't want to come out of Eden. I want to come to Eagle Faith. Eagle Faith is Eden.
Amen, brother.
I like the tree there.
Yeah.
I like the fruit there.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
And every once in a while, the serpent will climb over through. He might somebody coming in here. But they don't last long.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
They don't last long.
Amen.
Either the service is too long. Oh, I can't follow what that man's saying. His accent is strange. Amen. If you come for accent, you certainly going to have a lot of accents here now. You ever hear Brother William talk? I don't know what you call that. Then you have Brother Jones. Then you have the Southern. Then you have the country Western. Brother John was up north, but now he talks like a Tennessee man. Amen. And he sings the old country Western blues. That's the way it is.
Amen.
I hope you're getting a reality. I hope you're going to see what this is all about. Amen. You say, I wish I was in Eden. You got it. I wish I was in the garden. You got it.
Amen.
We know that we are passed from death unto life because we love the... Well, then this world here that hate the brethren can't be you because you have the same Father in the same message. You see, and he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. I can't hear you. Because they are not his brother.
Amen. Right.
They are not his brother. We are not brothers. It's impossible for sin and it's impossible to hate your brother. I can't hear you.
Amen.
Let me hear you say that. It's impossible to sin and it's impossible to hate your own brother. Because why? We love them that God loves. Just like we love the word that God brings. We love the word. Amen. And the word is the children of God too.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, we can identify them by their characteristics, brother. Amen. When you say Jesus and Jesus, they get excited. All right. Let's go to my notes. Did I ask you to open any notes up yet? Okay. I got to do some summary. 15-minute summary. Let's break it down. So I'll try. 15 minutes of summary, and then with some new thoughts, okay? I've got something written there called three stages. Three stages, number two. Let's read. Let's put on your thinking caps. The reason I came with these, Brother Chris, if you can help me here, just take them off, except for this. The reason I'm doing this is because, like I said, most of my time in ministry, we study and we look at things and then we look to see it happen. In this instance, in this year, in this trip, while I'm on this trip, I realized something happened. I realized men that I used to preach with, they used to preach for me, friends, different ones. I realized that it's a different change altogether. It's not just that they don't believe what you're saying, but we are brethren, but now we have moved into a completely different thing in where now they are trying to kill the influence of these truths and this ministry. Like Brother Green, he told Brother Cyril, he's no longer welcome in his pulpit. He told Brother Cyril, you are preaching Brother Tony's doctrine and strengthening Brother Tony's ministry. He told that he cuts a man off of that. And then he called the different countries, to kill the influence so that the doors will be closed. Boycott. Remember the prophecy, boycott?
Yeah.
So that the churches will boycott these truths and these ministries and ones who carry this gospel. Then we find Brother Harold Beckett doing the same. Call the brothers in Namibia, call them in Durban and telling them, Brother Tony will confuse your people. Brother Tony will confuse your people. Yet in my face, said, Brother Tony, you're a preacher's preacher. You need to be working with the ministry. They say, when I send the emails of people writing from his own church saying he's a oneness, I send those emails to him. He said, no, Brother Tony, I preach what you preach. I believe what you believe. All right? They are not teachers. How many apostle teachers are there in this message? And the ones that are there dying off. So I ask the question, what is the admiration of Harold Beckett? What has he contributed doctrinally to the message world? Husband and wife? Relationship? They ask him in Trinidad, Brother Harold, you've been here a couple of times. Sham Ali told me he spoke to him personally. He said, we've never heard you bring out anything on Malachi 4 and Son of Man. I had lunch with Brother Vin in Guyana this last trip. Brother Cyril, myself, Brother Dennis, and one other brother who I don't want to mention. We had lunch with him. And in that meeting, he's telling us that all of his DVDs, every month, Beckett requests it and they send it to him every month. Now, he is receiving Beckett's material every month.
Brother Vindial receiving, Brother Vindial, Beckett is receiving Vindial, and then turn around and is killing Brother Vin's influence. In front of myself and Brother Cyril, he has done that. Called up one of my best friends, Brother Louis, and goes to Brother Louis' home. And said, "Brother, you know, Brother Gorilla is preaching two gods." Until Brother Louis had to say, "No, he's not." That's why I tell you, the greatest, are you better, it's rather to be, Brother Bam said, it's better to be among a bunch of witch doctors than preachers. What I want to show you is that we are moving, see? In every age, there are three things. There's mixed multitudes, and that mixed multitude starts from 1965 to 1980, time-wise. We're giving a breakdown. It doesn't have to be the exact, but it's a breakdown of seasons. There's a mixed multitudes. And while in a mixed multitude, we all come out of denomination, and denomination is the enemy, the antichrist, the harlot, the false church, the man of sin, everything, the whole enemy, that is why because the enemy is on the outside, we are all one. Then we move from the enemy, from mixed multitude, to twins. See? And from twins is 1980 to 2010. And with those 30 years or so, you have what happened. You have the doctrines being formed, the teachings. Right? So every doctrine and every teaching that could ever come out, truth-wise and error-wise, it's come out. They say Brother Branham was God. Uh-huh. Joseph is the next messenger prophet. Yeah. Brother Branham coming back with a tent. Brother Branham didn't preach the seventh seal. The third pole wasn't fully revealed. Seven thunders is not revealed. Two soul, polygamy. Right? 1963 was the coming of the Lord. Is that right? No communion, no foot washing. Millennium is already here. You name the doctrines, it's there. In this area, they taught you 1963 was the coming of the Lord. Tell me if that's not true.
Yeah,
didn't they tell you 63 was the coming of the Lord?
Yeah,
well, if they taught you 63 was the coming of the Lord, it's because they don't know who come. They can say, God is here, the former prophet, Jesus is here, but they don't know which one.
Amen.
The Lord descend from heaven, they don't know which Lord. So they are in idolatry, they don't know. In this whole entire area, their entire gospel is different from us. Their God is different from us.
Right.
Completely different.
Amen.
They've got so this is what we call seeded. Seeded means that in the hearts of the people, all doctrine has already been seeded in the heart, and now there are groups and churches. Since doctrine separate, then you have groups now, or camps. Now, this produces twins. And now you have the true vine. You have two groups now. Now one of them had the truth and one of them don't. So you can have many groups who don't even talk to each other, but yet they're one under the same teaching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
They can still get along because their doctrine is not really the problem. The problem is their personality or competition. They keep their people and have their churches. You know what I mean? It's all about the money, and it's all about the church. That's the way it is. But there are only two, the true and the... So now, what happens in this Christ place here now, the twins now could be separated until it comes a time in a certain season. Because Cain did not kill Abel until a certain season. And the season is when Abel's truth begins to come to a place, and Cain's error comes to such a place now they begin to clash, and now they become what we call a fight. And that's anti now. So you have Antichrist now. They begin to work. So what does Brother Green begin to do? So he is calling to kill the influence of this teaching and anyone who will carry this teaching and call. What is Beckett doing the same thing? What is Shem doing the same thing? What is, Eddie Ramroot and his son doing in New York the same thing? They don't know a thing, but they're following what Beckett say. So these men are placed in our life, like Beckett and Green and so forth. And Shem, they are not placed there by accident. They are placed there with a reason. They're placed there with a purpose. Cain, God could have taken a stranger and made Cain an enemy, Cain an evil enemy. But he wanted to show you that enemy is from your own house.
Uh-huh. Amen.
It's from your own. It's twins. They are twins.
Yeah.
But different fathers. And they are fighting for them because they are two different seeds. And you can't change that fact.
Amen.
Is that right? You can't change that fact. Amen. So you have, they fight in different ways, like Brother Hughes. He fights in his own sneaky way.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
See, he fights in his own sneaky way. Kills the influence right to the, right? Talking to you, oh, really nice, right? I love Brother Tony, I love him, but after all the love he does, he comes about. This is the fight. Have different ways that they fight. See, they have different schemes of fighting. But it's still against it. Killing the influence, working against it. That is when they become antichrist now. So now I want to put it in the word and show you. In your own message, if you can't identify anti... See, there are many people who disagree with us, but they are not antichrist. They don't fight us.
Amen.
They don't fight Cain. They don't fight Abel. They just let Abel. I don't see it. I don't understand it. You know, let them do their own thing.
Uh-huh.
But there's a certain class. So these men that are placed in our life, they are placed there not by accident.
Right.
God designed them to do that.
Yeah.
Now watch Jesus. How many believe Jesus was a gentle Savior? You mean you didn't come from Baptist? When was he? Only gentle when he came to the Garden of Gethsemane. When he isn't done, he's dumb to his shearer, led about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gentle Savior don't run away.
Amen.
Gentle Savior don't say, you have your father the devil. You white wall sepulchres full of dead men bones. Throat like open sepulchres.
Yeah.
Hypocrites in front of their people. Imagine a gentle Savior. What's a gentle Savior? The Baptist gentle Savior.
Oh, yeah.
Go tell that fox.
Amen.
Get behind me, Satan. What's a gentle accompaniment to Savior? What do you want, woman? I want my son, one son to sit on your right and left. That's not for me.
Amen.
Ask me, but we're trying to go and see if we could bend that. You get a good answer for them. I'll tell you, woman, you've had five, and the one that you're with is not your own either. A gentle Savior? Like the Baptist gentle Savior they bring you up with.
Amen.
Was no gentle. The Bible said he was no gentle Savior.
Amen.
He was a man of truth. Told you. He said, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay.
Amen.
So when he looked at them, he said, you hypocrites. You're of your father the devil and his deeds you do. You're not Abraham's seed. Abraham didn't... Wait a minute. He was denying. They were saying, we are Abraham's seed. He said, no, you're not Abraham's seed. You're a liar.
Amen.
He disputed with them. Huh? Do you know, it was not only the truth that got them upset, but God anointed him to speak that way.
Yeah.
Why didn't he say, look, you're your father, the devil. It's okay, I love you anyway. You're a good man, but you're father the devil. Why didn't you say, look, boy, I know you're a good man. You're a hypocrite every once in a while.
Why did he say it like that? It is because to manifest what they are as Antichrist, he used, God anoint his own son to use such words about them. Call their names, call them hypocrites, amen, to provoke, so they could manifest that hatred. Notice, because they hated the doctrines, listen carefully, they hated the doctrine, but they could have lived with it. They could have lived hating the doctrine because he's not attacking them, it's just the doctrine. But when he began to speak about the names, when he began to call their names and call, amen, identify them with creatures and with wolves, and tell the people, amen, do what they say, but don't do what they do, in front of their whole congregation. That was necessary to provoke them to manifest that they are Antichrist. In other words, people might say, not knowing the situation, his big mouth, Jesus' big mouth, is what caused them to hate him like that, because he shouldn't call them names. But it's the same thing they should say for Brother Branham. Brother Branham, you're all hypocrite. You said you got to love the brethren, and you got to, if they draw you out, you'll draw them in. And then you're calling them, you know, hypocrites, and you're calling them sissified preachers and hawk, and amen, you're calling no bad. Wait a minute, you want to draw them in with that? Brother Branham, you're saying that how we ought to love one another, and you're calling these preachers all sorts of names. Then somebody will say, Brother Branham's big mouth caused him to get in trouble. If he had said it nicely, he was a gentleman, he had ministerial ethics, then they would have received the doctrine. You see, and that, what Jesus did, he said, I do nothing but what my Father tells me and my Father show me. So the Father who told him, they say, you of your father the devil. You follow that? You see, this fruit of the Spirit gospel, you need to get away from that thing. That is what is deceiving the message world. Be who you are, and whatever edges God have to sharpen up, he will shape it up. Whatever edges you got sharp, he will round it off. He'll get it right. But don't go pretending. Don't go trying. We transform. Transformation have no trying. It's a process from the inside. Be who you are as long as this gene lines up with the word. And where you see you fail, you will get on and say, Lord, I hate this. But I love what you said. Thank you, amen, that you will bring me into this image. Amen. What we have done, the churches have tried to get you to behave and to line up and to shape. That's not transformation. Amen. Preach the gospel. Believe its power in there. Amen. Let it do the thing that it needs to do. Amen. You say you want to be a sweeter. You want to be this. You want to be to lay in the presence of the Son. But don't go out there and promise yourself you're going to do anything. Amen. Amen. Are we ready? Amen. Okay, let's go now. Notice, and then the same time that the nominal church is having their revival, what's taking place? You know this quote, right? There came forth Brother Bosworth, Smith Wigglesworth, Dr. Price, Amy McPherson, all those. Look, Smith Wigglesworth died one night. Charles Price died the next night. Within 24 hours, I was on the field. Amen. What is he trying to tell you? The passing away of the old God brought forth something new. All right? He's showing you that. And what happened within the last five or 6 years? What has happened? We have had the old gods passed away in the message. Brother Lee Vail, Brother Lonnie Jenkins, Brother Joseph Coleman, right? Then you had the Jackson is gone. You have different ones that we know who are elders were gone. These men were men who made marks on the message. Paul Jones, Two Soul, Junior Jackson, Prophecy, 7-Year Tribulation, Coleman,
He brought out seven thunder, seven virtue, which is wrong. Amen. But yet he started churches all over the world, revival all over the world with that doctrine. And then you end up with Brother Lee Vail. Brother Lee Vail brought out Perugia and the doctrine of Perugia, which is true. What other people did with it, that's up to them. But that was true. Okay, so now we find out here now that these men have passed away. And as they passed away within the last 5 years, who do we see rise up? The Collins boy. Jeff Jenkins. Okay? Hey man, you have the man from Brother Green. I've got to look up that guy's name. The guy from Brother Biscoe, which believed the sign. What are they doing? They are men who follow the message. Now rise up against the message to call it false. And call the messenger false. What is this? Antichrist. The Antichrist is rising. Now, I did not know this. I didn't see the stages of it until I made this trip to Trinidad. And when I made this trip to Trinidad, and I saw something happen. And then I see a man like Green who don't know the word. He wasn't even preaching when I knew him. Uh-huh. Or he wasn't even preaching in them days. He just came in, his pastor died, and they put him up. A man who didn't know anything about doctrine and still doesn't know much, now began to crusade against things he know not. Amen. And yet they are idol worshippers. They are Jesus, oneness Jesus believers. And now he is taking this crusade with strength from Brother Shem and Beckett. And now they are calling up different places to make sure that these truths don't go in. What is it? The Antichrist rising. And when I came back home, something struck me. I was looking to say, Lord, where should I pick up? Should I pick up where I left off? I was seeking the Lord on where to go. And on the plane coming, I began to see these little things happening. And then when I came back, I saw, yeah, that's what happened. You have the mixed multitude happen in a certain season of the message. You had the doctrines being prepared, the churches being seeded. Then you have the twins being identified by their teaching, and now the Antichrist part of them is fighting against the truth of the word. All right? So go on up. Let's look at the stages here. 1965, 1980, mixed multitude. 1980 to 2010, seeded doctrines and twins. 1910. Put that there for me, brother. Correct it. 1910 to present is the Antichrist rising. All right? Now, I want to tell you this. The only people who should be listening is the people who follow this. All right? If you are not a follower here, you don't believe in this ministry, you don't believe in these doctrines, this line of direction, our gospel, don't listen. Because if you listen, you're going to get hurt. Because people have been listening and wanted to tell my people, I don't know if you could call me brother, but I don't know who's your father. Amen. If you're going to listen, take care, you might get converted. But if you're taking it to pervert it and to kill the influence of it, then you might as well go back and tell your father you're a real son of an Antichrist. Watch carefully. Our redemption wasn't a cheap thing. It was the Son of God had to die for us. Things of value come of great price. To bring this message, it wasn't easy. Was it easy for you? In this entire South Carolina, you are the oddball. Yeah. You are the black sheep. Amen. You are the scorned. Amen. You are the despised few of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Good.
Right? And that's fine, because we want to be the word.
Yes.
And that is the word, how it identifies. You are the rejected bride, because you are that word for the hour. You are the one who will go outside the camp, message world camp, bearing the reproach. I can't hear you.
Amen.
All right. So then you are there, isn't it? He said, to bring this message wasn't easy. No, it isn't. For to forsake everything that was dear to me, even my own people, everybody. But you see the value of it. You see it. It is to do the will of God. Sometimes you have to forsake. Sometimes your husband might see a certain thing, and your wife and your wife want to go a certain place. Your husband want to go a certain place. It's a price. Sometimes your children, unconverted children, want to go a certain place.
What is it? It's a sacrifice. It has to have a value. I know some people think, oh, brother, you know, this can't be God to have a family separate and choose. Oh, yeah? Is it easy for him to kill his own son, Abraham? Don't you never think like God like that. God will raise you up and give you something to do that seemed to be so contrary. Like to kill his own son. And Abraham only comfort is, I receive him from the dead, God can bring him back again. You will lose your wife and your children here for the faith, but in the white throne, God will give them to you.
Amen.
If not, who is going to stand for them? He puts you in certain positions.
Amen.
Follow again. I do that by knowing that there's something in me when they used to say, well, there's going to be put me away. Thought I lost my mind. Baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, contrary to the church. And all these things. They said, he is crazy. But you see, no matter what they said, there's something has to be done. And God just takes a person, sticks him in his hand, and says, do this, and you do it. What a price it might have been for St. Paul, taught under Gamaliel, the greatest teacher of that day, and they come down, and the very thing he considered heresy, the things that he taught that was the worst things that could have happened to the church, he comes right around and becomes a partaker of it. And some of you are the same way. What they've told you about this church and this ministry and these teaching that you once was afraid of, here you are today. Strange thing, and now works in wondrous way. Okay, now, adoption. I can't preach these things in their meetings. The things that I'm telling you here about these men, I can't go out there and preach it. But you are my own church. I don't preach like this out there. But to you, my people. See, I can't preach these things in their meetings. There's many different beliefs. See, this is just church alone. This is just church alone. See, I can't preach. But I got a right to preach it in here, whatever I want to. This is my tabernacle, see? And I'm telling you. I can't preach those things that Shem is an Antichrist, Green, Beckett, all of them. Which is the truth. Let them out there figure that out. But you must understand what is happening with this ministry. What is happening with these doctors and how what stage we are in. Watch carefully. Now, brother, sister, this is my own church. I got a right to preach what I want to, as long as it's out of God's word. And I ain't condemning you people, but it's just search for the time and the hour that we're living in.
Amen.
Now, greetings to Brother Ronald. He has his church. Brother Jackson, he's got his church. Amen. Out there, our brother churches. I forgot them a while ago. Think they're hooked up this morning. Well, if they're hooked up and they're with us, they won't have any offense with it. I can't hear you.
Amen.
Amen. Now, we've had a lot of impersonators. We know that. But don't look at that. There was mixed multitudes went with Moses. Remember, there was a true Israelite that they went to the promised land. So now I ask you the question. You see the mixed multitude the prophet said under Moses? Isn't Brother Branham our Moses? Didn't Moses lead an exodus out of denomination? Didn't our Moses do it? Okay, well then we had a mixed multitude season.
Yes, sir, brother. Amen.
A mixed multitude went up with Moses. What caused the trouble with Moses? That caused the what? So there was a mixed multitude until trouble start.
Amen.
Where did the trouble start? From denomination? From Egypt? No, right among the message world. Moses caused, he said, the mixed multitude went up in Moses, that caused the trouble. And I think that about the same thing that's happened today, the supernatural has been done, and they brought a mixed multitude, the same thing. That's what caused the trouble, notice.
Amen.
Now, the mixed multitude comes out in a revival. And a revival takes one man, and then it takes men. So revival has two parts. One, a coming out. And the second is an entering in. If you don't enter in, the revival did nothing for you.
Amen.
All right? So watch the revival here now. Again, the kingdom of God is likened unto a net. So what did the mixed multitude get caught in? The net.
So the mixed multitude got caught in the net. What net? Brother Branham's first and second pull net. I can't hear you. Amen. So the kingdom of God, watch carefully. So the mixed multitude scripture is Matthew 13:47. Again, the kingdom of God is likened unto a net which was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind. It's a mixed multitude, every kind? Every kind. Amen. Which when it was filled, they drew up on the beach and they sat down and gathered the good into the vessel. So what is happening now? It is the gathering is happening under the fivefold ministry. Now, some of them guard and say, hey, we like the spiders, we like the this, we like that, and they follow them. Amen. Again, all right? The raindrop proud say, hey, I want to come here.
Yeah. Amen.
That's the gathering. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angel shall come and sever the wicked from among the righteous and shall cast them in a furnace of fire. There shall be weeping over their gnashing of teeth. Now, okay, I'm going to skip this. Go on up. Look again. He said, what I shall do, I hell shall make you what? Fishers of men. Go on up. Let's interpret it now. See if this scripture is right. The phenomena had been done. The 38th verse we are next. The mixed multitude went up with them. And the flocks and the herds of the cattle. Brother, a mixed multitude. The phenomena had been done. A big revival was on. People were getting saved. Coming in. A group went up impersonating that. So in the mixed multitude are impersonators, but nobody knows it. Acting like they are believers. Acting like they are bride. Message churches. Pastors setting up message churches. Right? Sure, they put on their sandals and everything and got ready. But the same mixed multitude that taken communion went on the march and were the very ones that began to murmur and cause the children of Israel, their hearts to turn back again.
Amen.
That's what. So that there's a ministry that causes people to turn back and to mix the creeds and dogmas and tradition.
Amen.
Here, have a revival and there'll be a mixed multitude. Certain. Some of them will be tried to come in and impersonate. Jesus said the kingdom of God is likened unto a man went to sea. Notice how he's interpreting that? With the mixed multitude, he introduces the gospel is like unto a man who cast a net. Is that mixed multitude? He said, like unto a man who went to sea and a net in his hand and he threw it out in a net, he pulled it. That was the gospel. And there it had turtles and water bugs and serpents and green frogs and snakes and everything else. He had some fish in there. Hallelujah. Do you see that? All right, I'm going to skip these now. Go on up. All right, now watch. The mixed multitude happens, all right, and the bride has to have a revival. Now, I want to show you something. The first two pulls that happened was a revival in power. And then there's a seventh seal revival, and that revival is revival of the revealed word. The hidden mysteries. Okay? Hidden mystery. Okay. And I gave you that scripture on Friday. Now, what I want to show you here is this. Three things happen. A voice, a shout, a trump. A trump has to happen before Jesus appears.
Amen.
So the shout has to happen, which is a message.
Right.
So I'm going to, let me just do this again. Shake somebody's hand. I see some of you is just resting in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Might be a little warm in here. Get up, grab some water. Shake your leg. It's okay. That's all right. It's okay for you to get up and shake your leg a little bit. Just don't dance. All right? Okay, now, follow along just a little bit here. What I want to show you. The shout is the message. It is the living bread. Agreed?
Sir.
Now you said the shout has to happen first before Jesus appears. So this Jesus appearing is the Son of God in the air. All right?
Right.
Now, watch. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 4 and 16. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Now, the quote we just read, he said the shout must happen first. Shout, voice, and trump must happen first before this Jesus appears. But in the scripture here it says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Who is this Lord himself? That's Jehovah. That's Jehovah Jesus. This is Jesus the Son. Right? So there is a Jesus who does all three as he descends. This Jesus with the Lord himself, he descends with a shout, with a voice, and a trump. And after the short voice and trump, then this Jesus appears.
Amen.
Everybody get that clear? All right, now let's go back to the notes. Because if you don't see that little something, you just perverted an entire message called rapture. Three things happen. A shout, a voice, a trump has to happen before Jesus appears.
Amen.
Now, how are you going to get a shout, voice, and trump? That has happened before Jesus appeared. So how do you get the short voice and trump? The Lord himself shall descend. Which Lord? There's a Jesus that has to descend with a short voice and trump before this Jesus appears. I'm going to read it now. Three things happen. A short voice and trump has to happen before Jesus appears. Now a shout. Jesus does all three of them when he descending. Well, who's descending? The Lord himself shall be. With a short voice and trump. And then who appears? The Son appears. Now, in Brother Branham's original text that is posted in Jeffersonville, in Voice of God, Jeffersonville, his original text that he preached a rapture message has not the Lord himself descend. Christ descends with a short voice and trump. A shout. What is a shout? It's a message going forth. So the shout is a message, right? First, the living bread of life, bringing forth bride. Now, God has a way of doing things. He never changes his way. Okay, so we need to know the shout. What is the shout? The first thing comes when he starts descending from heaven. There's a shout. What is it? It's a message. To get the people together. A message comes forth first. In a message, things that are to be, he says, when the former and latter rain come together, we know there are supposed to be great signs and wonders, great, and so on. Keep on going. He said, and know that these young men can come and take this message, which is what? What is the message now? The shout. What is the shout? It's the seven thunders. You get that? All right, follow. I want to show you what a revival is. Now, that's what the reason today that the revivals that we're supposed to have. We have denominational revivals. We've had a real stirring. No. We haven't had a real stirring. No. Don't think we've got revivals. We haven't. Oh, there are millions of church members, but not a revival. The bride hasn't had a revival yet. There has been no revival, no manifestation of God to stir the bride. We are looking for it. It'll take those seven unknown. So the message is the revival. The message is the bride revival.
Amen.
So this message is the bride's revival. And if the seven thunders and the message of the bride, then in this message, every revival produces what? You get that? All right, they got twins. So where are the twins? So what produces a twin? The seven thunder message. The shout message produces it. All right, the bride has an... Okay, now, power transformation. 1965, there is always twins. And the reason, don't forget this little flock, the church in the last days is going to be twins. Not is, it's going to be twins. So close they'll see the very elect, Matthew 24:24. The church is going to, it's a Pentecost, not Pentecost, it's a Pentecostal move. It's so much like the, it will deceive the very elect if it was possible. A little later on, if I get the chance, I want to explain it. See, it's to deceive them because it's almost like the same. See, just two fathers, you get that? Just two fathers. So the twins that we are talking about is definitely Zoe class versus, watch carefully, versus serpent class. So there are not three classes in this. There's only two classes, two vines, two seeds. The foolish virgin is not included. At one time, before the opening of the seal, he included foolish virgin in there. But there's no foolish virgin included in the twins. Now, these two seeds, serpent seed or Cain seed, and Zoe seed, both receive a mark. They receive the seal of God, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Right? And they receive the mark of the beast. I showed you the twins is two ministries representing two trees having two sets of teachings, which are their fruit. And you're eating from either one. One is going to give you the mark of the beast in the very same message, and one is going to give you the seal of God in the very same message.
Amen.
All right? Skip this. Open up. You shall know them by their fruits, part two. I've only got three sets of notes today. This is the first set. Second set, I'm going to cut it short. So you all will be okay, all right? Look, we come to learn, don't we? We come to learn. Go on up. We're going to skip again. Skip, 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 skip. Skip. Okay, stop. Skip. No, come on down. All right, come on down a little bit more. Come on down. Now, watch carefully. You know them by their fruits. Okay, it says here, wolf and sheep clothing, you will know by their fruits. Now, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. A corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Now, we are talking about two different ministries representing two different trees. Okay, now, so here we have two trees. We know the serpent tree is corrupt. It's a corrupt tree, and tree represent men and ministry. And if they are corrupt men and ministry, their fruit will be corrupt, evil, which will be their teaching.
Amen.
So let's make that clear. A tree represents a man and his ministry, which represents the tree of life or the tree of death.
Amen.
The fruit of the tree represents the teaching from the tree.
Amen.
If the tree is good, if the fruit is good, no matter how the tree looks, the tree is good. If the teaching is corrupt, no matter how nice looking the tree is, the man and his ministry, the tree is corrupt.
Amen.
Only by the fruit you will tell what kind of ministry.
Amen.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
All right, now, do you catch this? Where would it be cast? In the lake of fire. That means they are not Zoe class and they're not foolish virgin class. Foolish virgin don't go in the fire. Is a twin class. All right, so here we go now. Get this clear. Notice, it is what they produce that tells you the difference. By their fruit, Jesus said, you shall know them. Man does not gather grapes off of a thistle, even though the thistle is right in the grape. That could be possible, but the fruit will tell it. What is the fruit? The word for the fruit for the season. What is it? Their teaching. The only way to tell in the message world, amen, whether the tree is good or not, is by their teaching.
Amen.
And I'm sad to say that most of the black churches in South Carolina go back to Pentecost.
Yes, sir.
They go to all these Pentecostal writers and reading from Pentecostal books and Pentecostal men out there and bringing it in the message.
Amen.
Like if the message don't have what you need.
Amen.
I can't hear you. That's what it is. They're teaching. The teaching of what? The teaching of the season. Our season is a seven thunder season.
Amen.
What time is it? Amen. Man's doctrine, denominational doctrine. Amen. Or God's word for the season. I know there are black ministers who are taking these black Pentecostal preachers and teachers out there, and they're bringing that material into it. Now, how would you know what is right or wrong if you're not studying the message? I believe a bride can read anything. I believe that. But if they are not converted, you see the trouble in the ministry? Discernment. Know surely that in the day of judgment we will be brought face to face. Brother John Homer just gave me this quote. And being ministers, we will be judges. And people to which we have spoken, watch carefully, I want to read that. Knowing surely that in the day of judgment we will be brought face to face with this generation. I will be brought face to face with Green, with Shem. Watch carefully. And being ministers, being what?
Ministers.
We will be judges. And the people which we have spoken to and their attitude towards the word that we bring to them will determine their eternal destination. See that man talking to Brother Cyril that way? He already determined his eternal destination. Therefore, Lord, in that day we would be judges for or against the generation. For or against the generation that we preach to. Any other man that anointed of God is too big to listen to criticism and things like that. Listen to a good one. These ministers think they're too big. They have one job to do, that's obey God. God will take care of the rest of it. Just watch what happens to that type of crowd. What if they could rise out of hell tonight? What would they do? I imagine they would be an old-fashioned altar call. Sure enough. But they can't. Their attitude towards the Son of God then sealed their destination. Their attitude towards Him tonight will do the same thing for you. That's right. Either bring Him in or seal Him out. Now watch. The attitude to Him tonight, through who? Through Brother Branham. Through his doctrine. Through his teaching. At this very moment, we are in the complete fulfillment of Matthew 24:24. Insomuch that we were possible, they will deceive the very elect. Who is it that shall attempt to deceive the very elect? Why? The spirit of Antichrist. I can't hear you. The spirit of what?
Antichrist.
All right? In the false anointed ones in the last days. These false anointed ones have already come in. Claiming that they have been anointed of God for the what day? The last day. That's the twins.
Amen.
That they've been anointed of God for the last day. The false Messiah anointed ones. They have added to it or taken from it. No one denies that the Spirit of God manifests and gifts upon them. But like Balaam, they have their programs. Make their appeal for money, gifts, exercise gifts. But deny the word or pass it over. Listen. Or what? Pass it for fear at a controversy might diminish their chances for a greater gain. That's why men don't want this message. Some of them don't want to preach it to their church because it will destroy. Some people say, I'm going to leave. Some people say this. Some people say that. They're going to cut out all their ministerial friends. They're worrying about the gain. Even if you see this, he couldn't receive it. He'll make a whole lie story. The Lord just showed me this. You see? You have to make up a whole big bunch of lies now. You see? Yet they preach salvation and deliverance through the power of God. Just like Judas. Was Judas in denomination or a twin? He was with Jesus' ministry. Just like Judas with a ministry imparted by Christ. Well, imparted by the message of the hour. But because they are wrong seed, consequently they have a wrong spirit motivating them. You get that? And yes, this is false spirit in the last days, so close to the real. Can be distinguished only by its deviation from the word. I can't hear you. Only distinguished by the deviation from the word. And whenever it is caught in being anti-word in a message, when you teach them anti, when you catch them in the word, here's what they said. It falls back on one argument. We have already shown to be false. We get results. Don't we? We have to be of God. Get the revelation, brother. This generation spurned God's revelation. See, false prophets are doing that. By their fruit you shall know them. All right, leadership. But you see, you put a cockerel seed and a wheat seed in the same bed, pour the water upon it, and anoint it, they both will rejoice. They both will grow by it. The same water, the same sun, or the just and the unjust. Go on up. What is iniquity? Ask somebody. It's something that you know you ought to do and you won't do it. They know the word. They hear it. They listen to this tape. They listen to this message. You see the Lord, God say so. You see it confirmed. Make it true and you know. You just plan. Just as the sun is shining on the outside. All right, go on up. I think I need to skip a little bit here and get... Okay, stop right there. Come on down a little bit. The scripture says, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Now, he's telling them, I do not know you. He's telling the twins here, I don't know you. God knows all things. The reason he doesn't know them is because they are hybrid.
Right. Amen.
And hybrid has no place because they were not part in the mind of God.
Amen.
So he doesn't know them. God doesn't know a mule.
Amen.
A mule is not written in the book of life or creation.
Amen.
So he can't redeem it.
Amen.
That's why he said, I do not know you. But God knows all things. But he doesn't know them as part of his own. They don't belong to the original. They're not there.
Amen.
You get that?
Amen.
Now, what I want to also get to you. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Okay? Now, the word prove, it means to examine, to discern, to test, to examine, to prove, to scrutinize whether something is genuine or not. To recognize as genuine after examination. That is why I am examining these men and their action. And proving in the word that we are in the Antichrist move.
Amen. Amen.
It matches the word.
Amen.
It is proved. You see, to recognize as genuine after examination, to approve, to deem worthy. I do not say that they deem worthy.
Amen.
To fight against this truth is a fight against God.
Amen.
And to keep the people in blindness with another Jesus is idolatry.
Amen.
Amen. Look at the danger of it. Follow one more time. That's right, brother. I'm an old-fashioned preacher that believes this, that a man's got to be proved before he walks behind my pulpit.
Amen.
Here's the devil now speaking to Brother Branham. Here's a woman, what she says. The other day a person said, I wouldn't have you in my pulpit. You make my people go crazy. No, they're already that way. That's what Harold Beckett told them. He said, oh, Brother Tony will confuse your people. How can I confuse them when you have already confused them?
Amen. Amen.
They're already confused.
Amen.
See the spirit behind it? Now watch. Paul says, know them that a neighbor among you and prove all things. So Paul had to prove these men before he can call them.
Amen.
Now I want to show you how Paul is calling names that he proved and knows that how they labor. Because I want to show you that this is the exact same thing that happens in the Christ and Antichrist. If you don't know the Antichrist, how to recognize it, how do you know you're going to overcome it?
Amen.
Hear what the scripture says. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you. Now, I'm trying to... You shall know them. How would you know them that labor among them? By their fruits. Their fruits tells you is their teaching, their doctrine. And their teaching and doctrine come from someone, so who they hear, who are they listening to? In other words, who? They that are of God hear it us, they that are not of God hear it them that are not us, not from us, hear it them. There's a them and there's the us. Who you hear determines what kind of teaching and doctrine you're going to get.
Amen.
Amen. 1 John 4 and 4. Let's read it. I don't want to bypass it. I want to get this because I've got a part in here called the Mark of the Beast and I need to get that. It's going to take 15 minutes when I finish this. Okay? Ooh. Ye are of God, ye they are of the world. Now when we say the world, this is the world of twins.
Yes, sir.
This is the twin world. They are from the twin world. Therefore, they speak of the twin world. And the world heareth them. That it means they are of the world, and the ones that hear them is of the world. They have the same nature.
Amen.
All right. Therefore, speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. The world there is a world that hate you.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
That's the twin world.
Amen.
Amen. We are of God. He that knoweth God. So, you tell me the man you are sitting under, and I will tell you whether you're converted or not. You say, I don't lie, I don't steal, I don't... Amen. It has nothing to do with conversion. Conversion has to do with, will your gene be able to take the truth?
Amen.
We are of God. How do you know you? When I say we are of God, of God means we come of the source of God. So, we are seed. The seed of God. He that knoweth God... heareth us. He that is not of God, heareth. Well, we know around here, there are about five or six messages. They don't hear us.
That's right. No. Amen.
They can't. They're different teaching.
Amen.
Well, somebody's of God and somebody is not.
Amen.
Whereby we know the spirit of. You mean by telling me who you follow, who is your head,
uh-huh.
I can tell you whether you're the spirit of truth or error?
Yes.
You mean is that simple? Because who you follow, you're going to hear. And your hearing, your doctrine is going to tell you about the man that you're under.
Amen.
All right, let's go back now to my notes. I'm finishing it up quickly so you can get these pieces here. All right. Going up. I think we're supposed to be where their fruits are. You can close this off, brother. I think it's the next one. You should know them by their fruits. No, they close that one off. I don't need it anymore. The other one is... this is one. You know them by their fruit. Yeah, I need this one. The three stages you can close off. It's the one where I had Paul with all of those names that he called. Remember? All right. Yeah, right there. Okay, now, very carefully. I'm going to do this, and if I can do it on scripturally, I don't really have to need all the notes, all the quotes. I do the quotes so that you could see it coming from Brother Branham's message. Right? All right, watch carefully. You have 1 John 4, 5, and 6 telling you who they are, identifying who their head is determines the spirit of truth and error. But then I also have here, where it says here, know them that labor. Know them. How can you know them if you don't have contact with them?
Amen.
And know them that labor. L-A-B-O-U-R. Especially the ministers.
Amen.
Is that right? Know them, the ministers, who labor among who is the you? The message world. Think I should invite Jeff Jenkins? I know him. Hughes, Shem, the ones who are fighting these things, should I? I know them. I can't hear you.
Amen.
I know them. And I also know them that labor among us, that is with us.
Amen.
And we know them that is against us.
Amen.
Is that not true? Well, then why do we act so sanctimonious? Do these preachers and them? That's the way it is. You have to know them.
Amen.
Now, that labor. Now, their labor comes in two ways. In their deeds. Their hands. Is that right? And their knowledge and revelation. If their deeds and the work of their hands and their revelation is contrary to the true ministry with us, then that becomes the mark of the beast. If it's with us, then you can get life, and it's called the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
at the names he called: Aquila, Priscilla, Nymphas. Right? Amen. Look at the helpers in the church. I'm going all the way up. Timothy, Philemon, Apphia, Archippus, Onesimus. Huh? Do you understand what I'm saying? Alright? So you see there are names that are called. There are also other names he called. Alexander, Hermidius, Philogemon.
Yeah.
Amen, right?
Amen.
John called Diotrephes.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, now. Alright, so now. Let us go. There's a set of notes that's marked Mark of the Beast. And let's get that. I'm chopping it up a little bit because I feel that it's warm and you're tired and you all want to go home for Sunday dinner. All right. Now, this is very tricky, so I want you to listen carefully. Your view of the mark of the beast might be something that's completely different. Might be true, but not all of it. Identification among us. Watch carefully. Remember that. Sure, when you say anything, God stays with the word. God stays with his word. You stay with it too. But if you leave the word, you leave God. Leave your blessings and leave everything there. Stay and obey God's word. Don't you see how religious the devil is? The devil is not anti-great big thing like communism or against Christianity. That's not. That's just all of the devil. But sure, but it's not the Antichrist. Antichrist is very religious. Now, who is the most religious people in the world today? The twins. For us, the most religious and dangerous people is the twins.
Amen.
Amongst us. It was a religious spirit that crucified Jesus. Well, who is going to crucify you? The word, again. Who is Shem crucifying? Who is Green crucifying? Who is these men crucifying? For what? We are that word.
Amen.
Follow again. It's always been a religious world. A religious people that crucifies. It's, amen. Who killed Abel? Who killed Jesus? Judas. Judas, Jesus, who was scoffing and was the danger in the camp? Was it not Ishmael? Follow again. Amen. It's a religious people that's against the true Christ. I want you to notice who they are against.
True Christ.
So there must be that they love the false Christ, which is another Jesus.
Amen.
Watch it. They're against the true Christ. It was the religious prophets that was against Micaiah. It was the religious people of that day was against the message of God. Now you see, now we see this uniting time coming. See? Now, there's one more stage. After Antichrist is uniting. Alright. See, now you see this uniting coming. See? Now watch. And when the church has united itself against the message, and when it does that, the nations are uniting themselves in communism to destroy the church again. That's exactly what it did in the first place. See, it repeats right back again. Now I'm going to tell you a couple of things. Do you know in the last 2 years, or 3 years, that Russia has risen in power, in wealth, in might, and military, and its aggression as world power? Do you know Russia has entered into Chechnya? And nobody can do anything about it? You know they are backing the rebels in, Yugoslavia? And nobody can do anything about it? I can't hear you. Do you know Putin is flexing his muscles? Do you know they have found billions and billions of barrels of oil up in Siberia?
Amen.
So listen carefully, as the Antichrist is rising and even rising against us in the message, communism is rising.
Amen.
Because communism is rising to destroy and punish, amen, the Christian world.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And while we are preparing ourselves with this message, to come to a place where we can live by faith and understand the will of God and see modern events happening. The twins in the message are securing themselves financially also. And communism working is going to help pull the economy off of the Western world.
Amen.
Mm-mm. It's going to do it. Amen. They're already building up their wealth, their resources. See, and the rule, and what they are not getting, the Catholic Church is pulling. And it's going to tie up Wall Street. So guess what happened? If we are not prepared and understand and start developing ourselves in the way that God said we would, when that time comes, all your retirement wouldn't help you.
Amen.
All your money in the bank wouldn't help you.
Amen.
Your money will be a whole pile of money, but it won't have no value.
Amen.
Communism is rising to destroy it. Now, do you see communism rising? If communism rising, the Antichrist is rising.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
Yeah, rising. We can see it rising against us this last year and a half more than ever.
Yeah. Amen.
Israel had turned down the message first, and when they turned down the message, the military, the national life, united itself together of other nations and come in and destroy the church. And today they have turned down the message of the Lord Jesus and they turned it down. And now the time has come where communism is uniting the world together against the church. All these things murmur against the message that was talking to them in the promised land. Now this, they don't want this, they don't want anything before 63. They want the church age book. They don't want this. They don't want that. See? Now, started them outright. You see, they started off right. Mixed multitude, and taking them to the promised land, but they still had murmur against it. Think just how perfect, how they could walk every day, walk with the Lord. What a life to live, right in the wilderness, right night time, eat manna of heaven, and fell over in the night. That fell over in the night. God is right, His word is right, others are not right. That's right, as long as they stay with the word. But when you leave that word, when you leave God, because God is watching over His word to vindicate it, He has got to make it real. He's got to make it act. That's why you people are hungering for a revival. It's time for these things to be here. And we've got it. Okay, skip that. Okay, no, we start here. We start here. Watch. The Gentile age came in with the worship of a man, which is a creation. What is the oneness? To worship the creation, the Son, more than the Creator, the Father.
Yes.
Watch carefully. As soon as the king saw visions, and he made it, he forced every person in his kingdom, in his dominion, to worship this image. He made an image. And it's believed, by scholars, and by which I do believe that a spirit-filled person would see it, that he worshipped Daniel in is what he did. He made an image to Daniel and he called it Belshazzar. He called Daniel Belshazzar, which was the name of God, and he made an image and forced every person to worship that image. I want you to notice at the beginning of the Gentiles, when God dealt with them, they got haughty in their heart and forced every man to worship the image of a holy man. The Gentile age was issued in with that. It will go out. Now watch carefully. There are two things here. One, there is the oneness that worship the creation more than the creator.
Amen.
Is that right? And that doctrine finds itself in the man of sin in 2 Thessalonians 2, where they're going to worship the man of sin, the creation above the creator.
Amen.
Spiritual and natural side of it. The same way, now watch carefully, a boycott of the mark of the beast that will force people to worship. So then what is Brother Green forcing Brother Cyril to do or want to force us to do? We will boycott you. We will call every church and we'll boycott you because you are preaching, amen, Jehovah Jesus is God. And we want you to worship Jesus, the Son of God. He is God. What is it? They want to force you to worship a false image? See, I'm not just trying to say they call them a name. You got to prove all things. Not in that labor among you.
Amen.
The same way a boycott of the mark of the beast that will force the people to worship images and do the things that we've been taught that was contrary to the word of God. So as long as the ones with power, there are more of them than us. They want to cut off every church, close every door, kill your name, kill your influence. Until you repent and want to preach like them, have their doctrine, their gospel, their God, then they will.
Yeah.
What is it? It's a boycott. What is it? It's a spirit. of Antichrist, the boycott. What does Green do in spirit of Antichrist? What does Beckett do in the spirit of Antichrist? You say, Brother Tony, they help build churches, they help missionaries. I don't care who's in there.
Amen.
You build them, what do you put in there? Who change the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator who is blessed forever. Now watch, this is Brother Branham's ministry. And the third angel followed them saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image. That's Brother Branham. That's his message. And received a mark in his forehead or in his hand. He smoke and the smoke of the torment ascend up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image and whosoever received the mark of his name. Now watch carefully. The third angel is Brother Bill. You know that, right? They worship the beast, and the image of the beast is to worship a Trinity Jesus or a oneness Jesus. Do you understand that? It's to worship another Jesus. You get that? There is a Trinity gospel, and there's a oneness gospel, which be equal to another gospel. Do you believe that? That's what they want you to worship. There is a Trinity baptism, and there's a oneness baptism. Didn't the prophet teach us that? So he doesn't want us to worship a oneness Jesus. Say, I'm not a oneness. He doesn't want us to be in a oneness gospel, but a oneness baptism or a Trinity baptism. So it's to worship according to what he said not to, to go back to a oneness, is to worship the beast in the image of the beast.
Amen.
Now watch it carefully. So the Trinity baptism, the oneness baptism is another spirit, a false birth. The mark of the beast and don't know it. So the mark of the beast is a false birth. The mark, that's like the seal of God. The seal of God is the seed of God. The mark of the beast. See? Mark in the head and their hand. They got they have a mark either in the head or their hand. And in the head, it represents knowledge and revelation. And in the hand, it represents deed, religious service and labors. So that's why you have to know them that labor among you, otherwise, amen, there'll be mark of the beast and you don't even know them.
Amen.
You gotta know them. Paul knew who labored among them.
Amen.
He said, prove all things, put them, scrutinize them, put them through the message test.
Yes,
amen.
Follow again now. He said, nobody in the message of the mark of the beast. You don't know what the mark of the beast is.
Amen.
Follow again now. Mark of the beast. The mark in the hand or the head, knowledge, revelation, and deed, or religious service. Here the prophet interpreting it. Now you see what the mark of the beast is? It is a mark of apostasy. Anybody know what apostasy is? Huh? Fall away from the truth, to reject the truth. To fall away from the truth, to reject the truth, to reject the light. You see, to be against the truth, to be against the light. All right, watch carefully now. It's to take a stand against the truth, against the light. All right. It is a person who thinks that, well, I belong to church. And I'm just as good as the next fellow. I belong to a message church. I go to Brother So-and-so church. We believe the message. If you don't know what is in the message that a man is preaching, it's because you ain't got no seed in you. You've got to know. You can't go and put your soul there. You've got to try it. You've got to prove it. You've got to test it. You've got to know.
Amen.
So people who go to church and there's trust. If you come here, that's why I put these notes up. I put these quotes up. Go study them. Run them down on yourself. You have questions and answers. Question it. Follow again. We belong to church. I'm just as good as the next fellow. Oh, they live just like you, Brother Tony. The Hughes does. The Simmons does. They do. They live the same way, but what do they believe?
Amen,
we go to message church. You see, he's telling you what how this is a part of apostasy,
amen.
Not being able to tell who you're hearing.
Amen.
He that is of God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us.
Amen.
Here again, I am not belonging to this. I belonging to this church. You see, and the Bible said, he that worship the beast receives his mark or the letter of his name. Now watch, in the forehead or hand, that is knowledge or deed. You watch him and see what he knows about the scripture. I can't hear you. Watch him and see what he knows about the Lord said unto my Lord. Watch him and see what he knows about the Lord shall descend from heaven. What he says about God, the same God had made Jesus both Lord and Christ. What does he know about that? What does he see about that? You see, what he knows about,
Scripture. Listen to him and see where he goes to. If any man does not have this doctrine, there is no light in him. Watch to see if he's got a doctrine. What kind of doctrine he's got? Does he know? He's telling you, hey, that's the way to identify the mark of the beast. We know there's a class that does not get the mark of the beast. I saw thrones and them that sat upon them. Well, we are kings. We've got thrones. And judgment was given unto them. Well, we have to judge them, the ones in our generation. And saw souls of them that were headed for the witness of Jesus. Who killed them? The Antichrist. And for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received the mark upon their foreheads or their hands. Amen. So they are forcing Brother Cyril so that, you know, to worship like them, to come back to their false Jesus, their false gospel, the beast and the image of the beast. Amen. Otherwise, we're going to boycott you. We're going to cut you out. In all days, I would have behead you. You get it? Is it the same spirit? Revelation 13:16. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their hand, in their forehead. Now there are two mark of the beast identification. One is a nominal world. One is the nominal world. The nominal economic world, religious world, economic world. But there is a place, amen, that we are talking about twins. That's a special designation. All right, so now let's take this in a spiritual way in the twins. They're going to boycott the ministry. If you boycott the ministry has no fivefold funds coming in because tithing out of the tithing goes to the fivefold. Is that true? Is that buying and selling? Has that had to do with economics? How the church is run? How the kingdom is run? How men are able to travel to preach the gospel? The expenses they need to cover? Is that buying and selling? Well, if they cut off all of us who preach these truths, what are they doing? They're cutting off the ability to economically operate. What do they want? They want nobody to have nothing to do with Brother Cyril. Cut off Brother Cyril funding. What is that? That's a mark of the beast. In the very same message. Life comes through the body. Do you believe that? Life comes through the body. You are sealed after you hear the word of truth. Is that right?
Yes.
Word of truth from a born again member of the body. The man has to be born again. If they present the truth and he's not born again, you have the message, the information, but you're not converted.
Amen.
To reject the truth from a born again member of the body is to reject the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If a man who's born again presents to you the truth, the gospel, and you reject it, is to reject the baptism. The baptism of the Holy Ghost would only come after you hear the word of truth, and it had to come from a man who is born again.
Amen.
If I'm born again and these doctrines are truth and I present it in Trinidad or different places, amen, they are rejecting the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
To reject the truth from a born-again member of the body is to reject the baptism of the Holy Ghost and is in danger of receiving the mark of the beast. Now, all of this is carefully. I showed you one thing about mark of the beast there. Let's go on again. Mark of the beast again. Twins. Now, Jesus said that in the last days, according to Matthew 24 chapter and the 24th verse, that these two spirits, the ones that were sealed with God and the ones that would be marked by the beast, the Antichrist, would be so close until they would deceive the very elect if it was possible. See, now they're going to be so close, much alike. Now, some people say, well, communism is the mark of the beast. You're wrong. Communism is not the mark of the beast, yet it is, but it isn't heading up. The mark of the beast is a religious nature, very religious, so cunning and sly until it deceived the very elect if possible, just so close till it would deceive the elect if it was possible. So is Matthew 24:24 the mark of the beast? Yes, and the mark of God. So there are two marks in Matthew 24:24, the mark of God or the baptism of the Holy Ghost and them that don't have the baptism. Right? So what we are talking about, we are talking about message churches and ministry that are not born again.
Amen.
And message ministry that are born again.
Amen.
I can. Two marks.
Amen.
Matthew 24:24, two marks.
Amen.
All right. Again now. Now we find out that the first mark of the human started in Genesis 4:15. God marked Cain. That's where the first mark. Now what was he? He was a hybrid. He was a serpent seed. was ever put on was put on Cain. He is the beginning. Now you say Cain having the mark of the beast. A mark is a distinction. It makes it different. It separates something. I can't hear you.
Amen.
If they have two different marks, amen, they have to be separated.
Amen.
But you never said you had one seal against you. You got a mark against you. A seal is sign of ownership. A mark is a distinction. And the church is sealed by the Holy Ghost, showing us ownership. God owns the church. But the mark of the beast is the wayward, the outcast that refused to take and come God's provided way.
Amen.
Cain, as soon as he was marked, was sent away. The seal, that sealed him away in the kingdom of God. Grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you are sealed on the day of your redemption. And in the last days, we are going to have to be two classes of people. Them that has the seal, and the other will have the mark of the beast. That's right. So the seal of God is a baptism of the Holy Ghost. Ephesians 4:30, grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you are sealed. Alright, without the seal of God, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, confederation of apostasy is the mark of the beast. Now, I know some of you don't, I hope you see what I'm saying. There is a confederation of the mark of the beast in the message.
Oh yeah.
Green will get hooked up with another one like that. Shem, Green, Amaxi, different ones. They are confederating.
Amen.
Against what? To boycott and force the elect to either come their way or not buy and sell and work against them to kill their influence. I hope you get it. There's a confederation. Amen. That's why their churches, they have differences, but they can get together and have ministers meeting and unity meeting and joint meeting.
Amen.
But we can't, because the Bible said, how can two walk together unless they agree?
Amen.
We can't do it. We can't go support Simmons meeting. We can't go support, because they got another Jesus, another gospel, another spirit.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
That's thus say the Lord. See what I mean? But these religious teachers are trying to put it on communism when they don't realize it's working right in their own midst. They will be blind leaders of the blind. So now we know blind leaders of the blind is the mark of the beast. When they say blind, that leads the blind. We're talking about a serpent seed teacher or preacher that leads serpent seed people, because they're all blind.
Right.
They that have a God hear at us. And if God plans for us to hear, there must be some truth in it.
Amen.
You see how we're getting scriptures here? They will be blind, leaders of the blind. Will have eyes and can't see. You do in your traditions. Well, they'll add and they'll take away. Laying on of hands, altar call, prayer cloth, wait at the end of the service. It speaks of the doctrine of man, that's tradition. See, commandments of man, making the commandments of God off. What's the commandment of God? The message of the hour. Follow again now, just a couple more. Now remember, we found without one mistake that the mark of the beast is the mark of apostasy. That is, the church members hanging to their church instead of walking in the light. Well, our church believe it this way. Our church believe, it doesn't matter what your church believe. You got to hold on to the revealed word.
Amen.
So somebody say, well, I trust my pastor. You better trust him because he's in the word. I like our church. Our church. Forget about Eagle Faith Tabernacle. Forget about it. It's the word here that matters.
Amen.
Not a church.
Amen.
Nothing to do with that. It's the word you come here for. You come here for each other.
Amen.
You come for the word. Follow again. Hanging to their church instead of walking in light. They reject light and there's nothing left. That's why we go to Brother Green Church. We go to Brother Shep. What do I have to do with it?
Amen.
What do they follow? What are you lead? What are you there for?
Amen.
10 virgins. Let's get to the baptism. Let's get to the mark of the beast now. Let's get down to the bottom of it. See if it's not in the message. See if the boycott is not in the message. See if the buying and selling is not in the message. See what their deeds and their doctrine are.
Amen.
See if they're not boycotting it. Again. Oh, I just love him, don't you? What is the seal of God? The Holy Ghost. What is the mark of the beast? Reject it. What is the seal of God? It's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now that might seem like a simple statement to you, but let's do it. The seal of God
is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The mark of the beast is to reject it. You say, what does that mean, Brother Tony? Well, let's just sample. How do you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Ephesians 1:13. Can we read? Let's just read it. Now, we're taking this two angles here. I don't believe you've ever taught like this before. I've never brought it to such a closeness to where it is amongst us. So listen carefully. In whom he also trusted, after you heard the word of truth. What is the word of truth? The message of the hour. So you have to hear the message of the hour. After you hear it, then you are what? Then you are baptized with the Holy Ghost. So after you hear the message, now after you hear the message means a messenger came, one man. Then that went to a true fivefold. Let's say now I take this to Trinidad, I take this to Guyana, I take this to Barbados. All right? Now after I present the truth of it, if I have life in me, I'll present the truth of the message. Then if they receive it, they'll get quickened. The Bible will become a new book to them. Seal of God. Now to reject it, to reject the baptism, is to reject the true fivefold that has life, that's bringing the truth of it. To reject it, you are rejecting it for something else. You mean you have a different teaching, you disagree with the doctrine. So therefore to reject the true fivefold ministry in the message is to receive the mark of the beast. Does Hughes reject it? Simmons reject it? Shem reject it? Green rejected? Maxie rejected? George rejected? Mark of the beast, brother. Tell me, let's go back to my quote and see if it's not talking about. See, it's not just coming to a church. Amen. Listen carefully now. What is the... No, that's the right one. Oh, I just love him. Don't you? Okay. What is the seal of God? The Holy Ghost. What is the mark of the beast? To reject it. That's the two. One is to see, and the other one is not to see. You see, well, there, how many was on the earth that didn't get it? That was not the seal took. That all that was not sealed took the mark of the beast. All that had not the Spirit of God had the mark of the beast. The seal of God is the Holy Ghost. The Bible said so. Every place in the Scripture says that it's a marker, it's a seal of God. Now, to have the seal of God, you have to have the message of the hour. And all that didn't have it was the one who rejected it. Now, you have to hear it before you can reject it.
Amen.
Is that true? Amen. So, that's the twins in the message. One has the truth. The other one rejects it. Rejects what truth? The truth that comes from the true fivefold.
Amen.
That's where the fight comes in. The fight is not among congregation. The battle is between ministries.
Amen.
We got the sword.
Yes, sir.
Hear what it says here. Was to reject it. How did they reject it? By refusing to hear it. Now, what does Green and Shem and all of them do? Would they put it and test it? No, they don't even want to hear it, brother. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God will be a seal unto the day of your redemption. How many knows that? God's word said the seal of God is the Holy Ghost. And then what is the mark of the beast? Is to reject the Holy Ghost. And how do you reject it? By rejecting the truth when it's presented to you.
Amen.
Now who's presenting the truth today? There's a true fivefold.
Amen.
Well, why don't they want these truths to be preached in this area? What is it? Rejecting the truth. Now again, and it's marked, it's already a mark. They reject the Holy Ghost. You're a mark. If you reject the Holy Ghost, how do you get the Holy Ghost? After you hear the word of truth.
Amen.
I can't, you see how it is?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Have you rejected it?
No.
Well, you can't receive the mark.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. You receive it once and you see it takes place. Receive it once. The mark of God and your seal, your eternal destination. Amen. And the spiritual church is at the end of the road. It's healing towards, it's heading towards its head. Coming to the Lord Jesus. It's all heading up. Heading up to the coming of the Lord. The Lord Jesus, the headship of the church, is coming. What is his glorious
What is it going to do? Resurrect all the saints and give them glorified body. Hallelujah. I'm glad to know that she's heading up. It's heading up into two great things. They're coming, the mark of the beast and the seal of God. And the seal of God, any minister knows that the seal of God is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's exactly right. Grieve not the Holy Spirit whereby you are sealed until the day of your redemption. Go on up. Now remember, what is the mark of the beast? The mark of the beast is the carnal Esau to reject the birthright.
Amen.
So isn't Esau and Jacob twins? Okay, so it's the twins that reject the truth.
Amen.
Didn't Esau wept bitterly trying to restore the birthright again, but there was no place for repentance.
Amen.
When you reject the Holy Ghost, you seal yourself outside of God's mercy.
Amen.
Impersonation. That's what has been in the way down. Impersonation. Look at Ishmael. Look at Isaac. Are we talking about twins?
Yeah.
All along impersonating. Amen. Look at the prophet Moses. Look at Balaam. You see? Amen. Look at Judas. Look at Jesus. Jesus predicted that the Holy Spirit... in the last days would be a seal of God. Now what would be the mark of the beast? Would be to reject the seal of God. For all that didn't have the seal of God had the mark of the beast. And that's the two spiritual mark. One of them will be the true mark of God. The other one will be the apostasy. Can you see it? The mark of the beast is on today. And the seal of God is the Holy Ghost. To reject it is the mark of the beast. Everyone who sees the Holy Spirit, that you're supposed to receive it and don't do it, automatically you take the mark of the beast, because there's only two classes to exist.
Amen.
If these what we are teaching for the last 20 years here, I know it's different from these other messages. If this is truth, you will receive the mark of God, the seal of God.
Yes.
If not, we have the mark of the beast and they have the mark of God. If you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he has either the baptism of the Holy Ghost or the mark of the beast.
Amen.
But you can't make it two things. One, you can't make this and that. We have two different teachings.
Amen.
Simon's the same way. You understand what I'm saying? So close they deceive the very elect that you don't even believe it. The reality of it can't set in because you know names. But do you know them that labor among you? And can you tell? Let us stand. I know. You're so hungry you can't even clap. The Lord bless you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. And the Lord give you much grace. Friends, it's later than we think. Don't look at your numbers and look at how much of this and how much of that. And it's nothing. The only thing that matters is you and that word. And you are beginning to see clearer how close it is that they will receive the very life. That people you know, people that you once looked to, people that you might have even sat under. How can you tell them that labor among you? Prove all things. Amen. God bless you and God keep you. Brother Jones.
Good cheer, Christ overcomes.